When one of our granddaughters woke on her first Christmas morning, the family gathered around the tree to be with her. She did not realize why we were with her, or that this morning was different. I saw her first, and after we hugged, I gave her a small string of beads. She was fascinated, and her awe delighted us. She lived in the moment, and it was complete for her. But we were not complete. We distracted her attention from the beads and directed it to piles of wrapped boxes at the base of the tree. With our help, she unwrapped the first. It was a large plastic toy that moved and made noises. After that came another, and then another, each with something brighter, or softer, or louder inside. She moved from one box to another, removing paper faster and faster until she was tearing wrapping off as quickly as she could. Her squeals got louder and longer. At first they were sounds of joy, but they soon turned into something else. She could not comprehend the magnitude of her experience. Colors, sounds, movement, and adults competed for attention. As her frustration increased, so did the volume and intensity of her squeals. At last she became irritable and began to cry. We had taken too many pictures, called her name too many times, given her too many packages, and expressed our delight too often. It was overwhelming. Her first Christmas had become painful, and, more than that, set a precedent for future Christmas morning rituals, all having to do with unwrapping boxes one after another. The special Christmas morning had been for us. Our granddaughter had been delighted, content, and complete with the beads. The least expensive and simplest gift had been sufficient for her, but it was not sufficient for us. We had continued past the point of her delight to satisfy ourselves, not her. In that sense, our giving to the child whom we love so dearly was not giving at all. It was taking, and it left her exhausted, irritable, and confused. We needed to see her smile and laugh. We needed to shop and choose and bring home special gifts, and we needed to see our efforts rewarded with her joy. We needed this child, less than a year old, to see us as bringers of joy and happiness. She experienced us as that, but also as many conflicting things as well. She engaged the long process of finding what adults want and how to provide it for them, just as we strove to discover what our granddaughter wanted and how to provide it for her. Sharing is a deeper dynamic. It requires knowing your intentions. We were not aware of our intentions. We thought we simply wanted to shower a child with love, but we also wanted to shower ourselves with love. When expectations accompany your gift, you pursue external power. Your gift is a means to an end, and the end is for you, not the one who receives the gift. We wanted our granddaughter to react the way we envisioned, and for the most part, she did. Now she expects gifts at Christmas and tears paper off boxes as soon as she gets them. We did not envision that reaction or want to create it. We wanted to express our love. We knew some of our intentions, but we did not know all of them.